Marks and Reese, we are back. Coming up at 5:30, your chance to win Eagles and Titans tickets, courtesy of AAA. We play Titan in the envelope. Stay tuned for that. Joe Giglio riding with the King coming up at 6 o'clock. And then we have Thursday Night Football. Thursday. The Bills at the Patriots. Bills are currently a 3.5-point lead, or a 3.5-point favorite, I agree. Feel on the game tonight. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to this game tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Patriots at home.
Patriots in
they're
Foxborough.
Always, they're always tough to beat at home. And
Bills need this one, though.
Yeah, they probably will win. I just expect the Patriots to I'll take the points with the Patriots.
So Patriots plus 3.5. Jack, over under 43.5. Thoughts on that? That's an underline.
Yeah, that's 23. That's 23-20 all day.
Yep. There it is. And the cover.
Yep.
The cover and the under, boom. Yep.
And the last two times the Patriots and the Bills have played, the Bills have not punted. So I'm interested to see what Belichick's got up his sleeve tonight.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, should be a good one tonight. We'll get back to the phones. Hang tight, everybody. But you know what we do at 5 o'clock every day. It's the Top 5 of 5, brought to you by Bell Beverage, Philly's number one choice for pregame and pre-event beverages. Stop by Bell Beverage and be amazed by their massive selection. Online, bellbeverage.com. What do you got?
Sometimes I feel like we as a show have to, like, you know, lead some of our teams through difficult times and lead them through how to deal with the city. You know, sometimes it's players, sometimes it's GMs, but given what Doc Rivers said last night, I felt like it was appropriate to do the five things coaches can't say in Philadelphia, like a scheduled loss. Even though it might be true, we don't really like to hear it. I got to be honest with you. Number five, the fifth thing that a coach can't say in Philadelphia is that the Cowboys are just another game. Like, you can't say, we know the Cowboys in the schedule. They're just another game.
Just like all the other games. It's like one of 16.
Not in this city. Not in this city. It's like, you know, Ohio State, Michigan. It's like all the great rivalries. It's not just another game. You got to win that game.
Don't disrespect me like that again.
No, just saying. Michigan State, whatever.
Yes, you're good at saying that.
I know. When people think of the game, they think of Michigan State.
Did Rich Rodriguez say that Michigan State's just another game, or that was a...
No, I don't think that happened. I'm just saying. He did the Ohio State Michigan thing on purpose. Yes.
No, I know.
Yes.
But Rich Rodriguez, I believe it was one that.
Oh, did he say that?
I think he said it's just another game.
Yeah, that's
or
why.
Whatever.
That's why he didn't last long.
Right, and like you got to know that your fan base doesn't want to hear that.
Of course not. Yeah.
And you know, Nick Sirianni came out with the T-shirt, which was over the top, but he recognized how big the game was for the city.
Yeah, he's very emotionally aware of the city, which I appreciate. The fourth thing a coach can't say in Philadelphia, and I know that Doc made this famous, but tell us how good a flawed player it is. Like, sometimes we just don't want to hear it, you know? Like, I know sometimes you got to defend your guy. You know, for example, like Rhys Hoskins, if you go out and say, like, oh, you know, he's not that bad of a defensive player. It's like, yeah, he is. You know, like, just be truthful. Just be truthful. Telling us how good a flawed player is a one-way ticket out of here.
And every coach does it, though.
They do, because they feel like they got to defend their guy. But it just sinks you more. I'm telling you, it just sinks you.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, the player typically does wind up sinking you as a coach. But the coach has to worry about walking back in that locker room.
I know. It's a tough balancing act.
Right. Yes. It is. And that's why Doc, when just like that, boom, like we said he would, you wait till you lose the series.
Ben, yeah.
He flipped on Ben immediately.
Yep.
Like, yeah, because he did realize that he had to walk back in that locker room, and he did realize that Ben was a big part why they lost that, and he didn't want it to be his fault. So, but you got to remember that on the front end, though, Ike.
Yeah, no, that was still that's a character flaw on Doc.
Yes,
on
it
Doc.
Is. It's bad character
because he basically threw his player under the bus. They all lost that series.
No,
all
agreed.
Of them.
No, agreed.
They blew a 22-point lead at home. You were favored in the series, like. That shouldn't even been a game seven.
Any coach that you have any respect for would never have acted like that after the game.
Would never say that.
Would
never
he
would have taken
it.
All the blame.
Even if it was obvious and plain as day to everybody else, he would never, after defending him over the top like he did the entire year, just like that to flip.
No, it's how about accept responsibility? You were part of the blame.
Yep.
Flatted. I mean, it ain't even lying about Ben. It's really absolving yourself.
Yep.
From the situation by placing it on Ben, just like Embiid. It's absolving yourself by trying to put it on somebody else.
Doc Rivers is an ass.
Like, come on, man. I'll never forget that, man. I don't even like Ben Simmons. They forced me to defend him over that.
I know. Yeah. That's gotta yeah, be
I didn't
a
even like. Yeah,
feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, whatever happened to real life, Reese? The third thing that coaches can't say in Philadelphia is it's just one loss. No. It's all rolling.
Football coach Batters definitely can't say that.
Sometimes in hockey, basketball, baseball.
Yeah, you might get away with it.
Yeah, you can't say it's just one loss in football. No. Again, one-way ticket out of town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on, have we had that? Did anybody do that?
I don't know. I feel like they got close after the Washington game. Every player basically was like, listen, we needed that.
Scheduled loss, as Doc would say. Yes, I
guess.
Yeah.
The second thing a coach can't say in Philadelphia is they wanted it more. You can't say they wanted it
more. Oh, the other team.
Yeah, like the other team, they wanted it more. Well, you're supposed to be the motivator.
Doc would say that.
Yeah, Doc would say
that. That's something
Doc
would say, yes.
Yeah, they went out there and wanted it more. Well, that's your job.
I've been around a long time. Trust that.
That's your job, is to get you to play harder than the other team.
No, it's not. Not Doc's job. No, he just blames them.
Oh, man.
In regards to scheduled loss. All right, well, how about you recognize the scheduled loss and you get under the skin or something and get them to come out and play different?
Yeah.
Anybody can recognize when it's going to be a tough game on a back-to-back or whatever. Everybody can recognize that. But, like, over the course of a full season, like, I don't know, maybe, like, try to motivate them extra on that night.
So the Eagles are playing three straight road games. Is that third game a scheduled
That's
loss?
That's what I'm saying, dude. If they lose that third game after losing one of the first two, and they say, well, that was a scheduled loss, this city is going to freaking melt.
Yeah.
Even though that actually is a scheduled loss. They had a home game on Monday. It was Wednesday in freaking Cleveland, man. That's not a scheduled. They go, what, because they go to Memphis on Friday? Is that why? It's not even a trap. It might be a trap game. But Cleveland's in the East.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
And they're a good team, and they have a better record than you.
And the worst part about it was, like, Embiid was laughing it up in the fourth quarter, so the players felt it too. That's the problem, it feeds off into the players.
Well, here's the other thing. If it was a scheduled loss, why play Joel Embiid?
And that's, dude, seriously, give him the night
off.
Yeah,
what's the point of doing that?
And why did D'Anthony Melton only shoot one or make one three? That's my other question. I had him three threes in a ladder. What are we doing? And he screwed my Donovan Mitchell bet, too. I watched that whole freaking game. It was a disaster.
Yeah, I didn't.
It really was, man.
Well, Donovan Mitchell's, like, starting to cook. He had five threes and 18 points, and he didn't play for the
fourth quarter.
Half the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And the number one thing a coach can't say in the city of Philadelphia is something along the lines of, well, it's this city. I mean,
Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's like, oh, number one. If you say anything that's talking down to the city of Philadelphia, or we overreact to things,
right?
See ya, buddy.
Only in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's our guy.
And that was early in Doc's tenure with the only in Philadelphia thing.
Oh, man, I like Chippy Doug. Chippy Doug used to throw stuff out there when he was a little irritated about something.
Oh, there's nothing better when he came out a little snippy.
I like Snippy Doug.
Yeah, man.
I did.
He threw stuff out there for you, didn't it? He tried to... You know, he didn't come out just out and out yelling or what have you, but he would give you the snark remarks, the short answers,
or the
sarcastic answer, where it's like, oh, yeah, I thought you had the answer already, Les.
That's a great idea.
It was mainly him and Jeff McClain, though, yes. Going back and forth. Betty.
That was it. That's from a Jeff McClain question where he said, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yep. Missed those days.
Oh, man. Guided Door and Window. And their big sale going on. 20% off all windows and doors with no interest for up to 3 years. Call them today. Guided Door and Window. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. 20 minutes from now, we're going to go in the envelope. And we've put a Tennessee Titan in the envelope. Ike Reese. And at stake are a pair of tickets to the Eagles-Titans game on Sunday, courtesy of AAA. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes. Your phone calls right now, starting with Corey in Columbus, Ohio. Corey, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What up, Johnny Mark? I agree.
What up, Corey?
What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Johnny Mark, why you can't give your opinion, man? Everybody get mad because you give how you feel.
because I'm the one that's saying every reason why the Eagles aren't going to win. And people want to feel good about their team. It's understandable. I'm just trying to prepare. I'm just trying to prepare people. You lose to the Titans this week, it could be trouble.
Yeah, I mean, like you. Yeah, no, I mean, I just don't get why people get mad when people give their opinions about. I mean, the team. I mean, people like y'all said the whole Jonathan Gannon. People want him fired. I do still think the defense is a concern. I don't think we have a bad defense. I just think schematically we need to do more of the things that we was doing at the beginning of the year, because I feel like beginning of the year we were pressuring more, and it could have had a lot to do with the offense, you know, getting up early in games. But I don't know. I just feel like our defense, like maybe getting, you know, Big Baby Davis back could help out, I hope. But one thing with Derrick Henry is that you got to get him hit early, got to get him turned around, because he ain't somebody that's going to dump. You know, he ain't somebody that's going to juke and spin and all that. If you get him on the ground, you can knock him out. But another thing is with the whole way the season with the Cowboys and stuff, the Cowboys got three stretches. They got to play. I forget who the order is. I know they and Doug going to beat them. I'm telling y'all right here today, December 1st, Doug going to beat the Cowboys. And then I don't know if they're going to split between us. But we went in the division. I'm not worried about the Cowboys coming.
No.
Us having to go down there and beat them. But I feel like the Cowboys, cause you know, every year they lose a game they're not supposed to lose. But they're going to lose the Jags, or they're going to lose, you know, the Colts, one of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's all I got for you. Hey, we Utah Utes fans tomorrow night. Go Utes. I'm out, y'all.
There he goes, Corey.
Still trying to get the Buckeyes in the playoffs.
Is that USC?
Yes, USC.
Need a USC Utes. Loss.
Yeah, they need a USC
that's
loss.
A good little Friday night game. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and they beat USC already.
Since when have there been good games on Friday night? Like,
what are they trying to? Because you don't want everything on Saturday night. Yeah,
it used to be like the, you know, Ivy League game sometimes. No, but to Ike's point, they're smart. They have an open window on Friday night. Yeah. They don't get a lot of viewers.
And believe me, they put the Pac-12 game on.
Yes.
On Friday night, yes.
Yeah.
No offense, because I'll be betting USC.
Oh, listen. You like it? What's the number on the game? Do we know? Frankly, don't care. No? Whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Dude, I think they're I like Jalen, but if there was a chance to tank and get Caleb Williams, I would 100% tank and get Caleb Williams. So he's after next year, he is he's eligible. Yeah.
Well, the ink dries on that extension.
We'll wait till you trade that top five Saints pick for a future first-round pick, and then we go up and get Caleb Williams. So USC's only a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Utah beat them already.
No, I know, but that was relatively early in the season. Man, Utah, Britton Covey. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's a Utah line. I would have thought it would have been at least closer to 5.
Well, USC can't play defense.
No, they just pile points.
Yeah, so they just outscore people. I mean, they barely beat UCLA.
They did. They needed a score kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you have the Big 12 championship game: Kansas State, TCU. TCU's only a 2.5-point favorite in that game. And then Georgia 17.5 over LSU.
I do like to be TCU, and the majority of the country is rooting against you for no reason. Just because they don't want to see your team in the playoffs.
And rightfully so.
Oh, come on, man.
We should all be rooting against TCU.
Come on, man.
I would much rather have Ohio State in there.
You don't want to see Jalen Reagor on the sideline in the playoff game?
They ain't letting him back on there. Like, you went here? It's probably one of their last first-round picks.
TCU, great. Yeah, exactly.
Well, great's probably a shot. But that's also – let me see if it changed.
Talking about TCU.
Is that coach still there? Is the same guy?
I think so.
No, it's not.
Gary,
no, he's gone.
Gary,
no, he's gone.
Patterson.
Gary
Patterson.
He left.
After he ripped Jalen.
He ripped Jalen on WIP after the Eagles drafted him in the first round.
Yes.
No, he's gone.
Well, actually, he tried to warn us.
He was right.
Yeah, he was.
I remember being in the car thinking, are you kidding me? They just drafted this guy in the first round?
This guy's own coach. It
clearly doesn't like him.
Yeah, or didn't have a lot of high praise for him.
Did not have a lot of high praise for him. Did the Eagles interview Gary Patterson before drafting Jalen Reagor? That's my main question. All right, so check this out. This is interesting, and it's college football, then we'll get right back to it. But the outright winner for the national championship, Georgia's the favorite, obviously, -165. Michigan's +275. From there, TCU +1,000. Ohio State and USC are both +1,100.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State's on the outside looking in right now, so if one of these teams loses, Ohio State's the next team in. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the same number as USC winning it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. All right. Alabama +2,500. So if there's two of these teams loses, that's how Alabama sneaks in.
And in 2 years, we won't have to worry about any of this nonsense because it'll be 12 teams.
12,
in the
yes. Oh, I can't wait. Cannot wait. Al's calling from Uptown. Al, Uptown Anthem?
What's up, Al?
What's going on? How y'all holding up, man?
How are you, Al?
What's up, Big Al?
You already know, man. I'm enthusiastic. I share different sentiments than you guys. I feel like the Eagles will end up 15-2. The last two games ain't gonna count, man. They ain't gonna count because we're gonna run through this. We're gonna run through this schedule. You guys are being pessimistic, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody expects us to lose, but I just don't see how we lose to Tennessee. I don't feel like Cincinnati's better than us.
Okay.
I don't feel like Cincinnati's better than us, and Cincinnati beat them.
Yeah, but you listen now. Hold on, real NFL, fast. Man. Yeah, you know better than that. You can't say AB.
Yeah, Washington isn't better than the Eagles, and then Washington beat us.
Yeah, but those were different circumstances. When have we ever had four turnovers in a game?
No,
like, that was just.
We're not arguing with you from that standpoint. We're just saying, and I don't even think either one of us, or maybe John did. I think the Eagles are winning a close game Sunday. I don't think either one of us are expecting the Eagles to lose out or are hoping that they lose out. It's more or less that this may be a little bit tougher of a game than most people coming into may have thought of. Yeah, that's all.
I think it's going to be a tough spot, too, but I've seen some positivity. I know the team needs to tackle better, but I also seen Fletcher Cox have the best game that he's had all year.
Okay.
And that speaks to the fact of the rotation of the defensive line, period.
Yep,
correct. And once they get into a groove, I mean, we have some pretty good players on the defensive line. If they were solo, it's a different story. But when you're rotating Fletcher Cox with Sue, and then Lindball's getting in for Hargraves, and then you throw a big baby back in there, and then you rotate in the end, that makes a difference. And Tannehill's nobody to be afraid of. So we're going to mop the floor with Dallas. Can we stop with that? Like, I understand, once again, I understand the skepticism. We didn't beat Dallas with Dak. But who is Dak Prescott really? What has he ever really accomplished? He has one playoff win.
Yeah, you said it, one playoff win.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of disappointment.
That's all he has. He's not good. I agree with Shady McCoy. He's not that good. He's the best. Everybody was calling Jalen Hurts the game manager. No, Dak Prescott is the game manager. Dak Prescott could only operate ahead of scores.
Yep.
Meaning you got to be they got to have a lead in order to win. If they fall behind, they're done. And I want to throw in there that the Cowboys are going to end up losing to the Titans after they lose to us.
They play the Titans after us.
So they have the Titans. Thanks, Al. Good call, man. They have the Titans, and then they have the Commanders to end the season. And you know, and that's a tough game.
That's a tough ending.
That's in the Commanders.
Oh, that's
in
Washington. That's three. Like we just said, they got three not necessarily easy games, but three games that they should be favored in to win, leading up to that Eagles game on Christmas Eve. But to that is the opposite. After the three games, playing the Eagles, Titans, and Washington to close out the season.
That's a tough three games.
That's a tough three-game stretch for Dallas. And Washington is in the playoffs right now.
Yep.
So they aren't going anywhere.
That game will matter for them.
Probably will for the seventh
likely.
Seed.
Yeah, so Colts at home. That's Sunday night game. Texans at home. And then at the Jags, and then they end the season at home against the Eagles, on the road against the Titans, on the road against the Commanders. That is not in. It's not an easy. That's three tough games at the end there. Kenny from the Dirty 30. Kenny, how are you, buddy?
Hi. Can I speak to Ike Reese that played linebacker for the Eagles?
He's right here.
Here.
No. Not the guy in the radio today. He's been marked. I want the guy that used to play for the Eagles.
Whatever happened to Ike Reese?
Yeah, whatever happened to him.
I'm still here, man. I'm here.
Football. This isn't ice skating or gymnastics where there's judges that grade you on style points. We are a winning team. So we haven't won by 40 points every game. You tell me how much we beat the Niners by the year we won the Super Bowl. You don't remember. You just know we won. You remember the year we were at the Super Bowl. Our last six games of the regular season and the Atlanta game, we barely won. We didn't look great. And then all of a sudden, something went off, and we destroyed Minnesota. And by the way, the worst defensive game in the history of the NFL was the Super Bowl, and we still won. It doesn't matter how you win. It just matters that you win. I am so confident in this team. And Johnny Marks, I love you to death. I know you're bitter because we won more than eight games like you thought. But come on, man.
I said nine.
Get behind this team.
I said
eight, nine, whatever.
I mean, get behind this team. All that I'm doing is I'm giving you my honest evaluation. And when I look at a pocket that could end up being bad for the Eagles, this is it. I mean, you go from being 10-1, and normally a 10-1, one loss couldn't change the, like, doesn't necessarily change the fortunes of your season. Mm-hmm. But because Dallas has been so good this year and they've continued to win games when Dak was out, a loss to the Titans now puts so much of a bigger game when you guys play on New Year's Eve. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and Kenny, here's the other thing. This isn't necessarily also about just Sunday's game or the Cowboys game, but the winning part of it does matter because you have Minnesota on your heels as well. We want to keep the number one seed, right?
That's what I want. And look, if this was the Redskins or whatever hell they're called or the Giants that's playing great, mm-hmm. I might have a little bit more concern. I know Dallas, no matter what, will choke. They have choked for 26 years running, and why would it be any different? They have Mike McCarthy as the coach. Isaiah, is that your son? What's your son's name, Mike?
That's Elijah. I'm Isaiah.
Elijah. Elijah could outcoach Mike McCarthy. Hell, my dog could probably could if he just, you know, hit buttons.
All right, so Kenny, yeah. You're sore with me because you don't think I'm being positive. Like, you said be positive with the Eagles, right? Like, come on, man.
No, I'm not sore with you, Johnny. I know how you're wired.
No, but you want me to be more positive with the Eagles. You don't feel like I'm being positive enough.
No. I think you're putting fear and doubt in fans that there shouldn't be fear and doubt because we're winning. And we're going to continue to win because we are a good team. And I just get scared sometimes. I know, Johnny Marks, this isn't you, but there are people like Stephen A. Smith that say stupid stuff just to get people all riled up and calling in and everything else. And I
well, we're not above
that. The other side
yeah,
of
I mean, listen.
I know, but
Kenny,
no, I said we're not. We're not above that,
Kenny. I find it ironic that this is coming from somebody that was calling for the defensive coordinator to be fired about a week ago. Very interesting that Mr. Positive, yes. Kenny, who wants me to be more supportive, wants to fire the defensive coordinator
after
last
week.
After a win.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing.
So why don't you be more positive?
Get off my lawn!
All right, Kenny, get out of here. I'm going to start using it on all of you out there.
Dude, the Jonathan Gannon drops are uncomfortable.
It's like, oh, geez.
Coming to a city near you and some franchise hires him. Right? It'll be another Brandon Staley making dumb decisions in some other city. All right, coming up, Jack, we're putting a Titan in the envelope. Your chance to win tickets to the Eagles-Titans game on Sunday, courtesy of AAA. So here's what we do. We line you up at 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. You're going to ask a yes or no question to try to narrow down who the Titan in the envelope is. Then you get a guess. The first person to guess the correct player on the air wins the pair of tickets. It's that simple. 215-592-9494. Titan in the envelope coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, guys, are you happy with your hair? How it looks? Is it failing or thinning? Well, listen, Dr. Glatt's got something for you. Hair restoration procedure. Bam! Get your hair back, and you're doing it with the experts in the Philadelphia area when it comes to hair restoration. That's Dr. Glatt and his team, the most experience and then the most success. I mean, really, all you have to do is take a look at my before and after pictures. You can get them at drglatt.com, drglat.com. My social media pages that have, like, real pictures that I'm taking and posting in real life, right? Like, you can see the results. I took a side-by-side picture of what I looked like before, what I look like after. I actually, when I had the procedure done last March, I kind of cataloged it. I took pictures. I showed you what it looked like. I took a video, what it looked like kind of right afterwards, a week after, a month after. You can find all of that. Just go back on the archive on my Instagram, John Marks Media. But really, like, the procedure is amazing. My hair is fuller and thicker. And you can have that. You can get this done with Dr. Glatt. So call his office if you'd like to speak to his hair team and get more information. 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000. Or again, check him out online, drglatt.com, drglat.com. All right, we are back. It is Marks and Reese in the envelope. Today, a Tennessee Titan in the envelope. Playing for a pair of tickets to the Eagles and Tennessee Titans games Sunday, December 4th, 1 p.m. Brought to you by the AAA Eagles MVP program. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP like Ike Reese today.
That's right.
All right, it's pretty simple. You're going to ask a yes or no question to try to narrow it down. You give a guess. We answer, you give a guess. If you're correct, first person correct on the air wins the tickets. Pretty simple. A lot harder than we've proven in recent weeks. It's been hard for people out there, Ike Reese.
So yeah, wait to this one.
Let's get to it. Mark in Sewell, New Jersey. Mark, what is your question?
My first one. Did he play defense?
He did not play defense.
Chance Warmack?
Chance Warmack. All right, you're a listener.
Only bad signing of Howie's 2017 offseason.
Yes. Also played with the Eagles. Garrett has a Super Bowl ring with the Eagles.
I'm like, he did?
Garrett and Clayton. Garrett, what's your question?
All right. Is he a receiver?
He is a receiver.
Is it Dorial Green Beckham?
Oh, is it DGB? Oh, what a guess.
That was mine. Would have gotten it fast.
Kevin, and that's why we didn't go with it. Kevin in Northeast Maryland. Kevin, it's been narrowed down here. What's your question?
That's awesome because I had Dorial Green Beckham. That's awesome. All right, guys. Did this guy play with the Houston Oilers?
Did he play for the Houston Oilers?
I don't think so.
No.
No. How about that? Oh, man, you got me on that one. I got to go with, shoot. I'm throwing out Ernest Givens. I know it's wrong.
Who did?
They don't even know who Ernest Givens is.
Never heard of him. So they were the Tennessee Oilers?
Yes.
For one year?
Yeah. He played 1 year as the Tennessee Oilers, yes.
Ah.
So he did not play as a Houston Oiler.
Ah, trick question there, yeah.
So is Ernest Givens, who were the three wide receivers that...
Oh, Givens, Haywood, Jeffries, and...
was there another one?
Yeah, it's one more. Ernest Givens, Haywood, Jeffries. It's actually four of them. They ran that run and shoot.
The run and shoot, yep, where they had back then to not have a fullback was criminal.
Nah, I can't even think. Oh, man, I should know who those receivers were.
I'm gonna Google.
It'll come to me.
Yeah, let's go to Ray. Ray's in the Jersey Shore. Ray,
what up, boys? Great show today.
What's up, brother? What's your question?
What's up, Ray?
I'm just gonna throw out a name. Was it Derek Mason?
Derek Mason. Yes.
D. Mason.
Incorrect.
Spartan dog.
Yeah, he's a good player, Derek Mason. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Nick in Wilmington. Nick, what's your question?
Did he play in the 80s?
He did not play in the 80s.
Oh, I have no clue. I don't know. Drew Hill.
Drew Hill? He was one of the ones.
Drew Hill's is one of them, yes.
Yes.
Hey, as soon as he said it, I'm like, oh, that was That's him. That's one, yeah. Drew Hill, yeah.
G in Lindenwood. G, what's your question?
Did he play on the Super Bowl team? In 99?
He did play on the Super Bowl team.
That's a good question.
All right. In 99.
I'm going to go with Frank Wycheck.
Is it Frank Wycheck, the wide receiver? No.
He's a tight end.
Right. Brandon and Chalfont. Brandon, what's your question?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
What's up, Brandon? Yeah.
Did he play – did he retire in 2000?
He did not retire in 2000, though.
Is it Yancey
Thigpen? Ooh. Yancey Thigpen. Great answer, man.
Yancey Thigpen. I remember that. I remember Yancey Thigpen.
Bill and Mickleton.
Played for Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, do I remember him more? Yeah, it's about the same. Bill and Mickleton. Bill, what's your question?
What's up, guys? Was he a quarterback?
He was not a quarterback, no.
Lorenzo Neal.
Is it Lorenzo Neal? See, and Ike, this is why we make sure we tell people. It's important to listen to the previous questions and answers so you already know to have narrowed it down to a certain position.
Mm-hmm.
215-592-9494. Herb in Vineland. Herb, what is your question?
Was he on defense?
He was not on defense.
Let's go with...
Three
Kevin
seconds.
Long.
Is it Kevin Long?
Phil's heading coach?
Mm. By the way, I think sometimes the callers get messed up from what I've heard because they're calling in
while they're getting it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do with that?
Yeah, there's not. I mean,
suck it up and have the radio on at the same time.
Right. Yes. You got to be able to.
Do you want to win or do you want to lose?
Yeah. Sean and Cherry Hill. Sean, what's your question?
Did he play tight end? I know you probably
He played receiver. Yeah, everyone calling
it's been
he
established.
Receiver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Kevin Dyson?
Congratulations, Sean.
There you go, Sean. Kevin Dyson.
Congratulations, man.
I believe.
Well, believe it. Who are you taking to the game, Sean?
My wife. She helped me out.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, wife helped
Hold
you
on.
Out.
Was she Googling?
No, she just knows football better than I do.
Oh, right on.
I almost got a 10-incher. Long enough for you to Google.
What's your wife's name, Sean?
Kayla,
congratulations.
Oh, yeah,
enjoy
congratulations.
The game.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys.
You got
right,
it. Hang on a second.
Enjoy the game Sunday.
There you go. Sean and Kayla. Going
now, Frank Wycheck was my first guest before I even knew what position he played because Wycheck has some Philadelphia ties.
Yes.
I knew he'd be too old for Jack to even know who the hell Frank Wycheck is.
Never heard of him.
Yes. Tight end. And
I don't care.
One of the most famous plays in Tennessee Titan history involved Frank Wycheck. Lorenzo Neal. No, who threw the ball? Wycheck
threw
the ball.
Wycheck threw the ball. Music City Miracle.
Yes, Wycheck threw the ball to Kevin Dyson, who ran the Music City Miracle in for a touchdown against Buffalo.
Yep.
That was a forward pass that they called a lateral.
Correct. Correct. And why couldn't they have resolved that by a replay?
Well, I know I still remember this game, too. They were replaying it and actually reviewed it, and they were trying to, like, draw the line from where the ball went and where it landed. See, back then you could get away with he threw it backwards initially, but somehow the ball, Dyson caught it in front of where Wycheck was. So it looks like a forward pass, but he didn't really throw it forward.
He threw it backwards, but it ended up being a forward pass.
Yes, because everybody's on the move.
Right. Which is a forward pass.
Which is a forward pass, right, exactly.
Sorry. I mean, I know.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, forward pass. It was. I remember that. Yeah.
Frank Wycheck is the pride of Archbishop Ryan. There you go. All right. Well, hey, congratulations, Sean. I know that Jack's the pride of Ruston High School, Westchester Ruston. They went down to Upper Dublin. We previewed it last week. I had set the line at Upper Dublin -7 in the playoffs, and they won 21-17. So Ruston is out, Jack. I know you probably didn't even know that.
No, I knew it. I talked to the coach. I talked to Coach St. Clair on Friday. He was not happy with my my ripping of his old school style on the show.
Oh, you spoke to the coach after you ripped his.
Yeah.
Well, he's a legend.
Yeah. Well, listen. When the big dogs in town.
Oh, so it was Wednesday because he couldn't have called you on Friday because the game was Friday. But the last day we worked was Wednesday. Ah, all right.
Yeah, turkey trot on Thursday. It was random. They were practicing, and he wasn't happy, but he's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, way to support your alma mater, Jack.
Well, I love him, but, push the ball down the field.
Mr. Temple in there, it's not like you support your alma mater.
No, they're not really my alma mater.
Also, you have no connection to Upper Dublin or whatever.
Sure I do.
Why?
What do you mean? It'd be like rooting for, like, Ike has his second and third and fourth teams?
We don't claim high schools.
Sure, I do. Dave Sowers, who's an Upper Moreland guy, he was at the school when I was actually in school. He's their defensive coordinator. Met a couple people from the coaching staff when I was out at McGurk's.
There you go.
They're in the same conference and they're rivals with Upper Moreland. But then I root for them when they make the playoffs.
So you're like when you root for the Big Ten when they reach the.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't root for the Cowboys or the Giants, but in high school football, I root for them over some other team from Harrisburg.
What's the school in Collegeville?
It's Springford.
Okay, you can root for Springford because you live there.
I'm Springford, yes.
Upper Moreland, that's it.
No, I know. I'm pulling for Upper Dublin. That's my team. And shout out to Upper Dublin. Dave Sowers, and I don't know who that coach is, but
shout out. Shout out, man.
Yeah, and all my other guys up there.
It's okay to root for everybody.
Yeah, come on, Jack.
I just think you got bought off. They talked to you one time in the Gurks, and now you're like Mr. Upper Dublin.
No. My friend was also the transfer to Upper Dublin, was the mascot in high school.
Ah.
Oh, that's a good connection.
He was the Cardinal.
Now, did he have to flap his wings the whole game? Like the St. Joe's
Hawk? Well, no, they don't do the stupid. The Hawk never dies, and you have to have some poor person in a mascot
get over
uniform.
There.
Yeah, come on. The Hawk's dead, by the way, if you haven't noticed.
Oh, God.
Since Phil Martelli
let go. So is the Big Five.
Yeah, how about that? Before we get to the Marks and Reese text line, there were hundreds on hand last night to see a Big Five doubleheader. Huh. LaSalle and Temple was the main of who did Drexel? I don't even know who Drexel played. That's not Big Five. That's City Six.
Was it Penn? I don't know.
Whatever. But yeah, and Temple's actually good. Temple's pretty good this year. Like, give shout out to Aaron McKee, even though I'm not paying much attention to it. Villanova's not good this year though. So there you go. All right, there's your Big Five talk. Were you glued to the game last night? I don't even know if it was on TV.
What game?
The Big Five game last night.
No.
Did you know
I was
there
glued to the damn five. Sixers game last night? I was going through that trauma.
That was trauma.
Watching that game, yeah.
That was trauma.
You're trying to hope. I'm sitting here trying to hope Embiid gets to 25 points, which is the only reason why I'm watching the game last night.
I was going to say. Gotcha.
Yes, of course.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
There you have it. We'll finish up on the phone lines after we hit the Marks and Reese text line, which is brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe this Friday night for the Bud Light Eagles pep rally and win tickets to see the Birds take on Tennessee at the Link. Text line, Jack. Text line.
If the Eagles lose this week to the Titans, all Coach Sirianni has to say is this was a scheduled loss, and everyone will calm down. Steve, the mailman.
Yeah, could be.
Doesn't work for the Eagles.
Well, or if
it does not work for the Eagles.
If they win the next three games, the scheduled loss will be Christmas Eve at Dallas. Mm. Would you agree?
And that won't make anybody happy.
No, it won't, but...
Yeah, losing to Dallas on Christmas Eve.
It will not make people happy.
It will not make people happy.
No, but you lose one of these games in the next few weeks and then lose to the Cowboys, you could be talking losing the NFC East.
That's true.
Man. All right, what's next?
Man, I wish this guy would freaking turn already. His turn signal's been on for like 5 minutes. Britton Covey in his white Audi SUV.
He's behind Herb.
I think he's behind Herb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Herb yesterday on the phone with us had the left-hand turning signal on for at least 3 minutes straight. And we all heard it. And then finally Ike's like, man, would you turn that turn signal off? What are you doing? And then you could picture Herb driving in the left lane, not knowing his left-hand turn signal's on.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was Herb yesterday. All right, what's next?
What do you have against cigars, Jack? Don't ever come to a Phillies game again. John Middleton at his cigar factory.
Yeah, how about that? Listen, yeah, Mr. Anti-Cigar, yeah.
They're going to pay for Trey Turner. That's all.
He sold. He no longer owns the cigar company.
More fun to think of as a cigar type.
But I doubt he's anti-cigar based on him making his billions on the...
Yeah, I don't think he's anti-cigar, yes.
...tobacco company. All right, what's next?
Now, do you guys see why I wanted this guy out of Alabama? Devontae at the NovaCare.
Oh.
Hold on. Who is he saying? What?
Jalen.
He forced Jalen out of Alabama for Tua.
Oh, stop, man.
Well, hold on. That's just what the texter said.
Yeah, we're not saying that.
Trouble in paradise?
But, I mean, is Devontae Smith happy with his the number of receptions that he's and targets he's getting this year? Now, I'm not going to blame Jalen Hurts. I'm going to blame the offense and the running offense here. But, you know. All right, what's next?
Yeah, there's no trouble in paradise. Everything's cool.
I hope so. What's next?
I'm back, baby. You guys miss me? Doc, scheduling a loss in Cleveland.
Yep. Where was the last scheduled loss? Was that Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he just doesn't like that.
He's not a Midwest.
Yeah, that area.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold. Not much to do after.
I heard he hates Cincinnati. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, no golf courses. I mean, well, there probably is golf courses.
That's why his game's
not right
on.
Now.
Yes,
he can't golf in the morning. So
right,
you
exactly.
Know.
He doesn't know what to do with himself right now.
All right. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers Men's Night Out. It's back December 15th. Do all your holiday shopping in one night, and do it at Mark's Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. I will be there shopping myself for it. Check them out online. More details, marks-jewelers.com. Let's go to Kyle in Reading, Pennsylvania. Kyle's a Titans fan. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey.
What's up, Kyle?
Yeah. So I've been listening to y'all for a few years now. I've moved to the Reading area about 12 years ago from Memphis, and I'm a diehard Titans fan, diehard Memphis Grizzlies fan. And one correction, they played as the Tennessee Oilers for 2 years. One year in Memphis, and another, and the second year was at Vandy Stadium.
At Vanderbilt, yeah.
And then, and then the year after that, the first, the year they went to the Super Bowl was the first year they called, they were called the Tennessee Titans. I think that you know, as a, I think y'all have a game coming. I mean, I know, I am nervous for this game. I know we're in a, in a, in a, in a bad division, so I'm not worried about, you know, us making the playoffs. But I think that y'all may have your hands full, and I mean, I hope you do in one regard. I hope to be at the game. I was going to try. I kept calling in, but it kept getting the busy signal, because I knew the question, or the answer was going to be Kevin Dyson before I even heard of it. But
sniffed us out. All right.
Anyway, I enjoy listening to y'all. I mean, I have an hour commute from Reading to Bethlehem 3 days a week, so you're the only station I get that doesn't fade out. So, and I think it's funny when y'all have that other dude from Tennessee who comes on. You could tell he's from East Tennessee just by the way he talks. East Tennessee and West Tennessee are vastly different.
Oh, so he has an Eastern Tennessee accent. What? How can you tell the difference between an East Tennessee and a West Tennessee
the way
accent?
The way he says fellers. And how are you doing? Yeah, I'm, you know, it's Friday, and you know the way he pronounces certain things, you could tell he's from East Tennessee. And
yeah, it's kind of like being from Western Pennsylvania versus Eastern Pennsylvania.
Sure, you can
definitely yins versus yous.
Yeah,
no, the Pittsburgh accent, the haunt. Mm-hmm. You can definitely hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can tell the difference between sections of the city. Something like Jack can sniff out a Delco. Like, he knows where in Delco someone's calling.
Well, and North. I've become a personal fan of the Northeast accent.
Me too.
What's that sound like?
It's kind of Delco, but it's a little bit more direct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit.
Like, a little aggressive. I don't know if I can do it.
It's more aggressive than a Delco accent.
You know, the reason I know is because the one video is like, Bleat Night, Port Richmond. And I was like, they're very proud.
And then we,
Delco Northeast, very proud. Okay.
So I would say Lower Bucks County and Delco are similar. And then Northeast is, like Jack said, a little bit more aggressive and direct. So that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Brian in Florida is calling us. Brian, go ahead. How are you?
Hi.
What's up, Brian?
I'm John.
Hi.
Good evening.
What's up, brother?
How you guys doing?
Good.
All right. I just want to nominate Jack Fritz as Flapjack because he flip-flops like an IHOP.
Oh, wow. Jack's getting criticized. All right.
Good accusation.
Is there something specific that has angered you, Brian?
Well, I mean, Jack wanted to trade like 10 first-rounders for any other quarterback in the league before the season got started. Well,
yeah, so did I. Yeah, so did I.
And then everything gets real hot, and then all of a sudden it's just gone to crap, and it's over.
I mean, I don't think – I mean, Brian, I don't know. I don't think Jack feels – he's not negative on the Eagles right now. He's concerned with how important this game is on Sunday, and if there's a loss, could it start some losses? Could it start kind of changing the – you could very easily still have 13 wins and not win the division. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, having 13 wins and not having a home playoff game. It could happen.
Yep.
The construct of how it happens, though. I mean, we are so beat up, it's unreal. Unreal.
Who's beat up? The Eagles are, you're saying, are injured, beat up?
Yes, on defense, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, we weren't, and then there's JG, and, you know, he's like the anti-Jim Johnson, so that doesn't really help when you're...
Happy Monday.
All right, Brian, appreciate it. I mean, yeah, Jack has, for the most part, been a positive Eagles fan this season. Well, I mean, listen, you react with new information, and if it can be week to week. If there's a bad loss or a rough stretch, you change your opinion. And you're entitled to do that.
Well, but if he's a positive Eagle fan, he finds the positivity regardless every week, not change because
agreed
it didn't go that way. So you can't just be positive when it's obvious to be positive, but with the first opportunity to be negative, you jump into that as well. So I wouldn't necessarily say Jack is a negative Eagles fan, but I would say Jack is more of a skeptical Eagles fan.
Yes, fair weather?
Yes.
It's not fair weather. It's just like, here's my thing, is that like, honestly, the overwhelming positivity around the Eagles drove me nuts.
Yeah, he's uncomfortable with that for sure.
Yeah. I'm with him.
And honestly, I picked some flaws. I watch enough football.
Yeah, I mean, you two are pretty much alike. You just kind of throw Jack out there in front so he can take bullets.
Oh, no, I mean, listen, when someone wants to shoot him, that's fine. He can take the bullets. I get people complaining all the time about me. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it is what it is. And as far as Russell Wilson and all the quarterbacks I wanted, it's true. Yes, I wanted them all. I wanted to trade all the draft picks. Like, every last one of them. Now, Jack also went, if the Eagles don't draft Malik Willis, they'll be making a huge mistake, right?
Well, and Malik's heating up.
Well, listen, I still like his potential, but you could have gotten him in the third round. We were both ready to take him in the fifth, top five.
I thought he was trending in that direction, honestly. Bad read of the market by me. No. Hand up.
And by the way,
he might develop in 5 years.
And by the way, the quarterback that I wanted to trade all of our draft picks for, Russell Wilson, had a birthday party last night, and only half the team attended the birthday party.
Yeah, I didn't really.
He's a loser.
So you didn't think that was a big deal?
It's not. Actually, it's a good thing. How many people you think are coming to a birthday? He's not 10 years old. Like, you think the whole team is coming to a birthday party?
I heard some other ex-NFL players say today, like,
what are you talking about?
Not everybody socially hangs out or is close.
No, or everybody doesn't go to a birthday party. Doesn't care if it's the quarterback or whomever. It depends on how close you are with the guy. So getting half the team to show up, that's pretty good. You throw in some coaches who may have come. You throw in some other – you got equipment managers. You got training staff people. I mean, who did Sierra invite? Did she invite everybody in the organization?
According to reports, I don't know.
I'm just saying, when you say team, she's talking about players. But, right. I what players needed to show up in order or how many players needed to show up to be – I think this is blown out by the media. I don't really know if this Sierra tweet out something that she was upset that only half the players showed up.
I only read a headline about it.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I don't see anywhere where she's complaining about it. I think that's somebody who took a leap of faith and said, the narrative is his teammates don't like him. Only half of them showed up to the birthday party. Are you kidding me? I've had birthdays every year that I've been playing football. You think everybody showed up to help me celebrate a birthday?
No.
No. It doesn't. Put it this way. If somebody here had a celebrating a birthday, depending on who it is and your relationship with him, you think everybody in this damn office is going to celebrate that person's birthday?
No.
Nope.
Right?
Well, I mean, and like, is it convenient? Or like, what night are you doing it? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Well, you know you're not. You got kids, you got a family, you got everything else. That's my whole point, is that everybody's not showing up to a birthday party.
I would agree.
He's not 10 years old where you need to complain such and such didn't bring their kids to the birthday party.
Mm. It's a storyline compared to Kevin Costner in that draft movie. I've never seen it. Uncle Jamie texted me.
As long as Sierra had hired a good DJ, and the food was good, and you got adult beverages, man, everybody at the party is straight.
Mm. There you go.
What is Russell looking for?
Yeah.
I'll have to say, what is Sierra looking for? If you need the whole team to show up to the party.
Subway subs at the party, the danger sub or whatever it is. Who is coming up? Because Joe Giulio's not in tonight, Jack Fritz. Who's coming up next?
Sean Bell and Howard Eskin.
Sean Bell is riding with the king. Howard Eskin, Sean Bell coming up next. Sean takes you through the rest of the night and Thursday night football. Everybody enjoy. They're coming up next. And we will talk to you tomorrow on a football Friday. Everybody have a great night. We'll talk to you then. Listen, if you're dealing with pain, constant pain, maybe it comes and it goes, but it affects your life, right? And your knees and your backs, wherever it is, all right? It doesn't have to keep you from doing what you love. If it's affecting your life, if you can't exercise the way you like to, if you can't get around, maybe it affects your job because of pain, relationships, sleeping, whatever it is, QC Kinetics is here to help. They're using advanced medicine to restore and repair damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back. So your hips, your shoulders, your elbows, they can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. So if you've been doing the steroid shots and they're not working and you're trying to avoid surgery, before you do any of that, you should call QC Kinetics to get a free consultation. You can learn about these exciting new cutting-edge treatments for pain caused by arthritis or injury. Whatever it is, there's no drugs, there's no pain meds, there's no downtime. It's an all-natural treatment that is getting lasting results, and people are raving about it. Call now. Appointments are available for the coming week. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000.